This is Ted Kennedy. Union-busting tactics by big businesses are upsetting half a century of labor peace. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, a major challenge facing Congress is to stop management's unfair practice of hiring permanent replacements for workers on strike. For half a century, a reasonable balance existed under the labor laws. Businesses could hire temporary replacements to survive in a strike, but once the strike ended, workers got their jobs back. But in the 1981 air traffic controller strike, the Reagan administration changed things for the worse. The FAA was ordered to hire permanent replacements. Later, Frank Lorenzo turned that harsh practice into a way of life. The Greyhound and New York Daily News strikes have brought the problem to a head. In both cases, the use of permanent replacements has prolonged strikes which could have ended through traditional collective bargaining. Condemn this unfair new management tactic, Al. Whose side are you on, business or workers?
I'm on the side of real people, Ted. People who want to go to work without being spit on or pushed around by violent thugs. And in the case of the strikes you use for examples, especially the Greyhound strike, the unions made their points at the end of a gun. Ted, you're always the first one to blast away at the National Rifle Association or anyone who lawfully wants to own a gun, so I am dumbfounded that you would support unions and strikes which condone getting innocent people shot. That's union terrorism. Ted, all workers should have the right to sit down with their boss and talk about their problems and work things out. But no worker has a right to destroy or bankrupt a company simply because they don't get the contract they want. Ted, you're pretty good at giving me the business, but get off your support of selfish and violent aims that put people out of work or in the hospital. Nuts to that. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.